are dreams just random images fired from an unconscious brain during sleep? Or something much more important, like life-saving inner guidance? How dreams can be healing and early warning tools for disease, financial crisis, or success? And love is still one of the behavioral science's greatest unanswered questions. Hello, I'm your host, author Kat O'Keefe Canavis. Welcome to Dreaming Healing, where dreams and cutting-edge scientific research meet on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Dreaming Healing is every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, when you can call in and ask Kat questions about your amazing dreams. Talk on air. Call toll-free 833-220-1200. That's 833-220-1200. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Welcome, everyone, to Dreaming Healing on DreamVision7Radio.com. And I'm your host, Kat Canavis. And we are in a live show. If you've got any questions, call in at 833-220-1200. And you can learn more about me at KathleenO'KeefeCanavis.com. Let's start the show tonight with one of my favorite protection and clearing meditations. Now, for those of you who are new, during this meditation, we're going to imagine using something, anything that is small but powerful to you. Maybe something, I don't know, given to you in a dream by your guardian angel or spirit guides or deceased loved ones, like sort of like an amulet or maybe a piece of jewelry. So if you don't have one, imagine holding one of your favorite flowers, or a crystal, or anything that holds the power of love for you. Because as we know, love is a powerful gift. So now sit very comfortably. And together we're going to take three deep breaths in, and we're going to hold them as long as we can, so that that which is of our highest and best is captured in that breath of life. And any negativity is also connected to it. And then we're going to blow it out across the room into the purple flame of Saint Germain, where it will be converted into positive light and returned to the universe. Yep, we're not going to litter. Then we're going to build a protection bubble around ourselves with our power gift. Okay? Just follow my words. Ready? Close your eyes. Feel yourself relaxing and becoming centered. Take a deep breath. Now hold it as long as you can and blow it out across the room into that purple flame of Saint Germain. Let's do it again. Deep breath in. Imagine tiny little specks of negativity stuck onto that breath. Now blow it into the flame. One more time and take it in really, really deep like I'm going to, so I probably won't be able to talk to you. And then hold it for as long as you can. Blow it out. All the way down. Empty it all the way out into that flame and see it turned into positive light and returned to the universe. Now, imagine your power gift in your hand. Swing it around your head and your body to create a mirrored bubble of protection around you that will only let that which is of the highest and best and brought by your spirit guides or guardian angels into that bubble. Anything else that is not of your highest and best is reflected back from whence it came. We wish it so, and therefore it is. When you're ready, slowly open your eyes. We're talking with our guest, Maureen St. Germain. Don't go away. We're going to be right back, and you are listening to SyndicatedDreamVision7Radio.com, and I'm your host, author Kathleen Kat O'Keefe Canavis.
Ever had a strange dream? Nautilus Award winner, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases by Kathleen O'Keefe Canavis and Duke University radiologist Dr. Larry Burke, forward by Dr. Bernie Siegel, shares how people like you self-advocated in the face of adversity and won using dreams. Read life-saving dream stories validated by medical reports. Hear how dreams of dead loved ones saved lives. Use interpretations and journaling as roadmaps in your waking world for health, wealth, and love. Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases. Buy the audio and book at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com in English and Italian worldwide and through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other retailers.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. For over 40 years, Omega has seen more than 1 million people come through its doors to grow, learn, and find a greater sense of purpose. With over 350 workshops to choose from, Omega offers something for everyone. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
What if dreams can diagnose your life? What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Canavis, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
What if your dog, cat, or horse could help you with your love life? What would they suggest? It's fun to think about and a wonderful way to conduct yourself. After all, animals know well how to love and invite us to love them unconditionally. That's a pretty great way to live life. Animals always communicate with our highest good as their central focus, even when sometimes we feel stymied or frustrated with their behavior. Visit laurarowleyhealer.com to book a workshop or private long-distance phone reading. Laura's readings and workshops help you find the part of you that's able to tune in and connect to your amazing animals. Laura Rowley believes we can all understand by listening differently. Book a workshop or private long-distance phone reading now by going to laurarowleyhealer.com. That's LAURARowley healer.com.
Have you met your physician within yet? The Nautilus and multi-award-winning book, Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing, is a memoir that takes you down the rabbit hole of healing dreams and interpretations, mixed with conventional medicine and treatments. Listen to the hookah-puffing caterpillar ask, "Who are you?" Dr. Bernie Siegel says Kathleen's story is powerful, honest, and eye-opening. Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing by three-time breast cancer survivor Kathleen O'Keefe Canavis. Buy the book and audio at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to Dreaming Healing on DreamVision7Radio.com. I'm your host, Kat O'Keefe Canavis, and we are in a live show. If you've got any questions, call in at 833-220-1200, and you can learn more about me at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com. Just before the break, we were discussing monks that came into my dreams, and they were precognitive dreams that ended up being validated by pathology reports. And we're talking about this with our guest, Maureen St. Germain. So Maureen, no, these monks did not give me names. In fact, I never saw their faces. They had their hoods up all of the time. But they were with me throughout my treatment. They told me which chemos to take, which chemos not to take, which drove the doctors nuts. But the monks were right every time, and the medical community wasn't.
That's pretty wonderful and pretty awesome, and I think it's so amazing. And people get lots of information in lots of ways. And you know, I think it's absolutely fabulous. I've had many dreams that were prophetic and telling. And I'm reminded of a dream that my mother had the night before I called her to tell her that my first marriage was ending. Mm-hmm. And she proceeded to describe my scenario, but she had it in her terms. So she was saying, I don't know if this ever happened with your father, but that's my dream. And I said, just transpose it one generation and you'll know what happens. So something like that would be so easy to understand with the right information. When she had the dream, she didn't know why she would have such a strange dream, since my father was gone for so long and it wasn't like it was a problem, until she talked to me and I said, yeah, well, this is my sad story today. So dreams can be so amazing. And I am reminded of information that came in the Akashic Records with a client recently that completely caught all of us off guard, but it was so spot on and so accurate. And I was telling my workshop class this evening about this, so I'm reminded it's very fresh in my mind. Normally you don't remember what you say when you're in the Akashic Records, because you're the channel, you're the conduit for the information, and you're not meant to be processing it, you're meant to be the conduit, like a radio doesn't record, it just simply transmits.
Right.
And she was asking about a particular relationship, and she said, this is the biggest mystery of my life, you know, it's a long time connection or friendship, and blah, blah, blah. She gives me very few details. And the record keepers right away say, she's a rogue. And she said, a rogue? And I said, yeah, R-O-U-R-O-G-U-E. Mm-hmm. And then they showed me a picture of the court jester. And they proceeded to say that the court jester always spoke the truth. And the whole court was made fun of by the court jester. And the court jester knew all the secrets. And release them to the king in humor and in parody. And what I didn't know, one of my students said in the class, and I didn't know any of this, so this all came through the records, you know, like I didn't know that the court jester was the truth teller. I thought he was just the entertainment.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Mm-hmm.
And so that was very interesting. And then one of my students knew more, and she said, actually, the court jester's job was to tell the truth so the king would know for sure what was going on. And that was one thing that the record keeper said, that the purpose of the jester was to support the king in making sure the king knew everything that was going on, and he was the only one who didn't get in trouble for speaking the truth.
Right, and he wouldn't lose his head for speaking the truth.
And what's so interesting is, I just thought of the court jester as a entertainment. And what was amazing is that was an exact match for the client's friend. And she said, I can't figure out what this person is doing in my life. And when this description was given, the record keeper said to her, you know, that person is supposed to keep you on the straight and narrow, keep you alert, catch you at all your missteps. And she said, no kidding, it's really annoying. And the record keeper said to this person, so you are self-directed today. You had brought that person in to ensure that you would be kind and loving and stay on your path. And you've done that. So you can dismiss her if you want. Or
wow.
Comment.
That is amazing. Amazing, really. So, you know, Maureen, how can our guests find you?
Maureen St. Germain, MaureenStGermain, like St. Germain. I was named after St. Germain. Mm-hmm. And that's MaureenStGermain.com or info@MaureenStGermain if you want to send an email. And all our information is on the web. The books are available worldwide, so there's anywhere you want to go to get them, they're available.
Great.
It's an exciting time. Yeah.
It is, it is. And thank you so much for being on the show tonight. A lot of this information is you know, stuff that we're going to be talking about in the next show with Dr. Joanne. So thank you so much for being on the show with us tonight, Maureen St. Germain, and I'd love to have you come back again and talk about those records some more because they are really interesting.
Thank you. It's a real pleasure. Time
so
just flies.
Yes. Our next guest is Dr. Joanne Connolly. And one of the reasons why I wanted to have Dr. Joanne on for my guest is because, again, a dream. I had this dream after I had gone through my breast cancer three times. I'm a three-time breast cancer survivor. But after I was finally well, I had this dream. And in the dream, a monk walked into my dream, and he handed me my precious cat, Baby Cakes, who at that time was 36 years old. He was getting ready to turn 37. And he said to me in the dream, carry Baby with you all night long in your dream because this is going to be the last night you're going to get to spend with him. So when I woke up the next morning, I jumped out of bed. I ran over to where Baby Cakes' bed was, and he was sound asleep. He was fine. He got up to come out and eat breakfast. And it wasn't until I came back from tennis that my husband said, something's wrong with Baby. He's fallen over, and I can't get him up. And that was the beginning of the last day that I got to spend with my Baby Cakes. And our next guest, Dr. Joanne Connolly, specializes in end-of-life care and counseling for people after they've lost their pets. And believe me, after I lost my Baby Cakes, after having him for 36 years and going through cancer treatment three times, I needed counseling. So welcome to the show, Dr. Joanne.
Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure being here with you and your listeners.
So, Dr. Joanne, tell us, you said you always wondered why animals and people get sick. What did you find out?
You know, since I was very little, I've just had existential questions that I needed answers for. And I was fascinated about how does life work and, yeah, where do we come from and where do we go? And my poor mom, you know, tried to answer my questions the best she could, but ultimately my best teachers have been the animals on my path. And so my whole life, you know, I still have existential questions, and they are continuing to give me the best answers. So as a veterinarian, obviously I've had many teachers, four-legged and furry and feathery and all kinds. One of my most important teachers was Haley. She was a dog. She was 14 years old, so she was really old, and the time came where I had to help her pass on into the next world. And luckily, I was able to help her pass at home. I had the medications, you know, from the hospital. I could perform human euthanasia comfortably at home. And after Haley passed, that's when really my life changed forever, because she had a plan for me. She got people, families, other families to start calling me to benefit from the same service. I had helped her pass at home, and families needed help. Pets needed my help to go to their homes and help them pass peacefully. So that was the beginning of an amazing journey of the service that I started, the end of life and in-home euthanasia and grief counseling. So since then, that was 12 years ago, I've assisted over 10,000 families. find closure, find understanding, find, you know, when is the right time to help our pet, listening to them, listening to the other animals in the household. It's really a team effort between who's down here in the spirit world. And often miracles happen also when it's not our time to leave, and we can get a cure, you know, miraculously mm-hmm. cure ourselves and keep on going with our journey.
So why do you suppose, Dr. Joanne, that it's why do you suppose it's important that our fur babies can pass at home versus being taken to a veterinary clinic? What's the benefit to that?
So there is many, but the first one is obviously that there's no place like home. You know,
yeah.
our pets are comfortable in an environment that they know, so they don't have to be stressed or scared of being transported also, which increases their stress. And for some animals, like my own dog, Haley, she would have died on the way to the hospital. Her breathing was labored. She was too weak, and it would have been way too stressful. She would not have made it, you know. So we were able to keep her calm, to spoil her, to be also surrounded by the whole family. That is mm-hmm. difficult to all go to the hospital. So we're talking about the other animals, not just people. And we can really personalize the ceremony of life, you know, the celebration mm-hmm. of life, and making a dignified transition with as much love and calm as possible. So I've been amazed by the other animals and how they behave in the household. And I share in my book the story of Tater Tot. Tater Tot is a little bunny, and I had to go to his home twice to help with two old dogs at two different occasions. And Tater Tot needed to be there by his friend that I was coming to help. And he was never scared of me. He knew what was going on, and he needed to be present and to support his dying friend. So mm-hmm. it can be so healing for the rest of the animals to be present, because they will grieve. They will miss their friend mm-hmm. who's passing. And so we can take our time and really do our best to everybody can get closure, and we can take our time, make this as meaningful as possible, play music, you know, feed our friend, our pet, the best foods. They all spoil them until they can pass on in a very peaceful way.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, you were talking about the other pets grieve the pet that is lost, that moves on. What suggestion would you give families listening in right now who either have just had to put a pet to sleep or are going to have to put his pet to sleep or help them transition so that the pets that are left can make an easier adjustment?
So it's all about the relationship that they have. Obviously, some pets are more bonded and they will grieve more. And, you know, unfortunately or fortunately, some pets are not too bonded, or there might be jealousy or some bullying mm-hmm. going on. So some pets might not grieve and might celebrate the passing of somebody else. So those are, you know, they take care
life.
Of themselves.
That's life. The reality of life, yeah.
For the ones that are really close, so obviously if we are able to have them be present, so they can at least visit with the deceased body, they do understand, they do get some closure, and so visiting with the deceased body helps them a lot. If the pet has already passed, you know, at the hospital, I've seen the power of the cremains. You know, if you bring the ashes home in an urn, that I would suggest families to use that urn, you know, to put it on the floor so the other animals can come and sniff it. And I've seen some amazing, you know, situations when the leader of the pack in a household died, and when the rest of the pack is just acting up and fighting, okay, who's going to be the next leader, and there's just chaos going on, then mom would take the urn of the leader and just put it on the ground, and everybody would just calm down and quiet down And, you know, so they sense that spirit that is still, the energies are still there. And spirits are visiting. Definitely the spirits of our loved ones come and visit us and help us and help our pets too. One more way to help is to keep the bed, the toys of our departed pet accessible to the other animals, because some might decide to sleep in the bed and they might really, yeah, they visit the grave also. If we show them where the grave is, if we buried our pet in the backyard, I've seen all kind of animals, you know, horses, cows, visit the grave, you know, cats, dogs, every day for a few weeks, you know, it brings them closer, just like us, you know, they can grieve just like we do.
That's amazing. That really is. We're getting ready to take another quick break. But the question I want to ask, and we can probably answer it on the other side, is a question somebody asked me today. They just had to put their cat to sleep, she'd had the cat for 20 years, so it was really very painful for her, and there's still another cat that's left. But she wanted to know, where is my cat now? Does my cat really go to heaven? Is my cat still around? Is my cat still around me? Where is my cat? So as soon as we come back from that break, I'm going to have Dr. Joanne Connolly answer that question, because she is promoting intuitive medicine, and that certainly is an intuitive question. So don't go away. We're going to be right back, and you are listening to SyndicatedDreamVision7Radio.com, and I'm your host, author Kathleen Cat O'Keefe Canavas.
What if dreams can diagnose your life? What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Canavas, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Ever had a strange dream? Nautilus Award winner, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases, by Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas and Duke University radiologist Dr. Larry Burke, forward by Dr. Bernie Siegel, shares how people like you self-advocated in the face of adversity and won using dreams. Read life-saving dream stories validated by medical reports. Hear how dreams of dead loved ones saved lives. Use interpretations and journaling as roadmaps in your waking world for health, wealth, and love. Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases. Buy the audio and book at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com in English and Italian worldwide and through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other retailers.
Have you met your physician within yet? The Nautilus and multi-award-winning book, Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing, is a memoir that takes you down the rabbit hole of healing dreams and interpretations, mixed with conventional medicine and treatments. Listen to the hookah-puffing caterpillar ask, "Who are you?" Dr. Bernie Siegel says Kathleen's story is powerful, honest, and eye-opening. Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing, by three-time breast cancer survivor Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas. Buy the book and audio at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers. Darkest hours to brightest moments, transformation from despair to happiness, and chaos to clarity. Real people, real pain, real healing. Life-threatening illness, death, abusive relationships, divorce, and overcoming addiction are challenges these men and women faced head-on. See how they emerged stronger and happier. Buy the new book, Chaos to Clarity, Sacred Stories of Transformational Change by Reverend Patricia Caginello and Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Available on sacredstoriespublishing.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to Dreaming Healing on DreamVision7.com. I'm your host and author and video podcaster, Kat Cannabis. You can watch my shows on my Facebook professional page, Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis, author, speaker, dream expert. And if you don't remember the link for Dreaming Healing, you can always say, listen online on mobile and cars and with Bluetooth through Amazon's Echo by asking, Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. And if you happen to have a dream in a night or a nightmare and you want to share it online, you can go to my website and email me at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com. That's KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com. Before the break, we were talking with our second guest tonight, Dr. Joanne Connolly, and we asked her, where do our pets go when they die? So, Dr. Joanne, can you answer that question for us?
Yes. So our animals go to the same place as our human loved ones go. On the other side, you know, in a spirit form, there is no distinction. We're just energy. So human, animal, it's all the same. And so I see a lot of animals after they just pass on or make that transition into the spirit world, they might stay with us, you know, a little closer. A lot of people will feel, you know, their animal brushing against their leg or jumping, like laying on their chest or, you know, sleeping in bed. So they feel them like they used to when they were in a body. So the spirits seem to stay a little closer for a while. And then typically they will continue their journey and either guide us from a little bit further distance or really reincarnate and find us again. And I've had so many amazing stories and experiences along those lines that I share in my book a lot because, you know, there's always a resemblance or a behavioral answer, you know, that gives it away, that the family realizes, hey, I know this animal, or you know, he and so one of my clients, and it's just so funny because her husband passed, and then a few months later she adopted this puppy, and she realized that this puppy was selectively trying to bite some people that her husband did not like. And she was convinced that her husband came back in her puppy. And she sent me the picture of her puppy and the picture of her husband. And I had, like, goosebumps all over my body when I looked at their pictures because their energy, you know, just kind of bonding with their energies, and it was the same. And so I totally believe that often this happens. And we choose the body, again, that we need to come back with our loved ones and continue our journey. So a human can come back in an animal. Animal can come back as a human. It's all about the life mission and why are we coming back and what's the lessons to be learned and can we learn them better in a human body or in an animal body. And
That's
we do tend to come back with our same souls, same loved ones.
Just,
yeah.
So I know, Dr. Joanne, that you also had an experience when you were swimming with whales during a psychic meditation. Tell us about that.
Looks like I've got a caller now from the 508 area.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Ellie.
Hi, Ellie. Do you have a question for our guest tonight, Joanne?
Yeah, my question is, okay, can Joanne tell me anything about my cat, Blue, who I had to actually put to sleep last Thursday night?
Dr. Joanne, are you still there?
I would love for you to email me a picture of Blue, and I'll be able to bond with Blue and communicate and get some answers for you. My website is haleysangels.com, and from the website you can find my email easily. And it's www.haleysangels.com, and I would love to help get some closure and peace for you.
I'm also going to put it on my Facebook page, Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis Facebook page, and that way you can just click on it, okay? But go ahead, Dr. Joanne, and give it again.
www.haleysangels.com. It's HaleysAngels.
Okay.
All right, and I can email you from your website.
Yes.
Okay, that sounds good. Thanks, Joanne.
Well, thank you so much for calling in with your question. We really appreciate it. So before we took our caller, we were talking about you swimming with the whales.
So I did not plan to write a book. You know, like the best things in my life I never planned, but it was all being orchestrated by the universe and the animals. So as I was following Haley's guidance to help animals pass at home, I reached a point where I felt like I had learned so much from everybody, from their families and animals, and I wanted to share with others because a lot of that knowledge, you know, no one knows about. That's not something we're taught in school and not in veterinary school. So the idea of writing a book came along, and actually what happened was that about five authors called me in about a 2 months time frame to go to their home and help them euthanize their pets. And so they didn't even know they were teaching me, you know, helping me get to that level of, yes, you can write a book, you can share your story. But they did, you know, they helped me get to that place. And so that's when the whales really came also to my rescue and saying, we're here for you. Your energies are shifting. Your energies are rising. And we're here to stabilize you because it's very overwhelming. And but the whales have that amazing power to keep us all safe and connected, and they are really holding the consciousness of the world, and they have so much love, you know, unconditional love for all beings. So I felt like they were present. And what's interesting is so I gave a lot, you know, of myself through writing the book, and I had given a lot of energy. So when I was done, the whales went away, and the sea turtle came to escort me into this recovery period. And the energy of a sea turtle is very different from the whales. And the sea turtle is, well, it's all about me now. It's regrouping my energy and going with the flow, one little step at a time, and feeling safe in my shell and really regrouping. And so it was my birthday at that time. And I have a very intuitive friend who came to me with this big present. And before she let me open it, she said, okay, I have no idea why I'm giving you this. But I could not buy it. It was just, it wanted to go with you. So here I'm opening up this present, and it is a big, beautiful decorative plate of a sea turtle.
Oh, that's beautiful. We're going to have to end on that sea turtle too, Dr. Joanne, because, gosh, we've come to the end of our time. I mean, this was just such a great show. But I want to give your email out again to the guest that called in. It's Haley, HaleyS, at hotmail.com. And your website is www.HaleyS.com. That's Haley'sAngels.com. Thank you so much for being on the show with us tonight. And for all of you listening, tune in again next Tuesday night, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 8 Eastern Standard Time, for more Dreaming Healing. Remember, everybody dreams, but some dreams save lives. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for joining us this evening, and a big thanks to our producer. Tune in next time to Dreaming Healing for more cutting-edge research, live dream interpretations, and stories with radio host and award-winning author Kat O'Keefe Canavas. Listen every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Time with call-in live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Remember, everyone dreams, but some dreams save lives. Live your dreams. Find more about Kat at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com. That's Kathleen with a K. O'KeefeCannavos. Or the Queen of Dreams on Google search.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.